Brachos chapter 1, Mishnah 1. Ma'aseh Kohen es Shema Ba'arvis. What's the earliest time that one can recite the Na'atam Shema? What's the earliest time you can fulfill the mitzvah of the Na'atam Shema? It says the Mishnah Mishah Shakanim Nechnasin Lechol B'Trumasin. From the time the Kohanim come in to eat their Truma. So what time is that? The Gemara, it comes out in the Gemara that it's nightfall. When three stars emerge, that's the earliest time that you can say the Shema. So why doesn't it just say that, right? The Gemara asks, so we won't go into that. That's your homework, right? But the earliest time that you can say the Shema is nightfall, the emergence of three stars. And what's the latest time that you've got to say the Shema? It says the Mishnah at Sof HaShema Rishon, until the end of the first watch, Divrei Rebbe Elezer. So what's the end of the first watch? Is that in the temple, the Kohanim used to stand guard. And they used to have three different guards, right? From 6 o'clock until 10 o'clock, from 10 o'clock until 2 o'clock, 4 hours at a time, and then 2 o'clock till 6 o'clock. So the end of the first watch, according to Rebbe Elezer, would be 10 o'clock at night. That's the latest time, according to him, you've got to say the Shema. That's the first opinion. The Chachamim Aimrim, the rabbis say no, ad chatzos, you've got up until midnight, right, to say the Shema. And a third opinion, Rabban Gamliel Omer, he says, Ad Shela Amud HaShachar. You have the whole night. Until the dawn breaks, you've got the whole night to say the Shema. Ma'asa Shebo Banam Yveis HaMishteh. So there was a, we'll see now what the look is. But there was a story that the children of Rabban Gamliel came from a wedding, and they got distracted, and Amru Lo, they said to him, Lo Karinu Es Shema. We haven't said the Shema, right? So can we still say it? They were asking him. Amalahem, he answered them, Im lo ala amud ha-shachar, if the dawn hasn't yet broken, chayavin atem likros. You still have a mitzvah and an obligation to say the Shema. Because according to Rabban Gamliel, you've got the whole night to say it, and the dawn hadn't broken yet. Velozu bilvad, and not only that, ela kol ma'ash amri chomim ad chatzos. Any time that the rabbi said, until midnight, mitzvasan ad shiela amud ha-shachar, the mitzvah is actually until the morning. So when the rabbi said that you've only got until midnight, in reality, the mitzvah is actually the whole night. So we'll see now. So why did they say midnight, right, if you've actually got the whole night? And other examples of mitzvahs that you've got the whole night are hekter chalavim ve'evarim, the burning of the fats and the limbs in the temple of the sacrifices, so that they could burn it the whole night. They had the whole night to burn it. Mitzvasan achila amud ha-shachar. The mitzvah is until the morning. But not only that, v'chol nechal yom echad, any sacrifice where the flesh of the sacrifice was eaten and it had to be eaten in one day, meaning the day they offered it and the following night, mitzvasan achila amud ha-shachar. You had the whole night to eat that sacrifice. Im Kain says the mission, if so, lama amri chachomim ad chatzos. So why did the rabbi say up until midnight? If you've really got the whole night to eat it, why did they say up above until chatzos, until midnight? Kedei laharchik es hadam min avar, in order to keep people away from transgression. So, what comes out from this, and this is the halacha, that ideally one should say the na'atam shema before midnight. One should try not delay saying the Shema, you know, until after midnight. But if one finds himself after the fact in such a situation that midnight's passed and they haven't said the Shema, so in reality they've got the whole night to say the Shema. And the only reason the rabbi said until midnight is to avoid people from delaying too much, and then they will miss out on the mitzvah completely.